From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Besieged Syrians receive much-needed humanitarian aid. An agreement between Damascus and the opposition allowed dozens of trucks Monday to deliver food, medicine, and blankets to at least three besieged towns, where reports say dozens have died of starvation. The humanitarian effort, the first supplies these towns have seen in months, involve Madea, close to the Lebanese border, and Fula and Kafraya in Idlib province near Turkey. Abdulaziz El-Mashi is co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement.
The situation in Madea and other besieged areas are absolutely horrific. Like, you see the photos of kids and mothers and adults who are absolutely, like, starving to death. They are, like, on the edge of death because of the lack of food and medications.
Rebels control Madea, and for months, pro-government forces have blockaded the town of some 42,000. Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar al-Jaafari, said his government is cooperating with the aid deliveries, denied there is starvation there.
The information concerning the humanitarian situation in Madea is based on false information and totally ignores the deterioration of the humanitarian situation in other areas besieged by armed terrorist groups.
In Fua and Kafraya, meanwhile, the rebels are said to have been responsible for those sieges that have left people there in urgent need of humanitarian assistance. Nigeria's central bank, seeking to help its battered currency and to conserve dwindling foreign reserves, has halted the sale of dollars to non-bank foreign exchange operators. The country, which relies on oil revenues for most of its foreign reserves, has been hammered by the sharp decline in the price of oil, which has also triggered a slide in the currency, the Naira, which hit an unofficial low of 282 Monday.